I am here with Speaker of the House, Frank McNulty. Thanks for talking to me.
Sure. Hello. How are you?
So this is your second year as the leader in the House and the second year for Republicans to have the majority. What did you learn from last session being in the majority for the first time in several years, and how will that translate to this upcoming session?
Well, with responsible leadership, Republicans and Democrats can work together. One of the things of which I'm most proud is the fact that we were able to pass a bipartisan budget, a budget that spends less, a budget that's responsible, a budget that works for Colorado, with Republicans and Democrats working together.
How will that translate? I mean, are you thinking that the budget will be bipartisan again this session?
Well, that's certainly our intent. We come at this with an optimism that Republicans and Democrats can work together again. We've shown that we can do it. The challenges this year are similar to the challenges that we faced last year. There will be areas where we disagree with our Democrat friends, particularly on taxing and spending issues. But ultimately, what we're looking for is that area of common ground where we can move Colorado forward.
We're coming into an election year, and talk about how that's going to shape the landscape. We have three Democrats who are running for Congress to unseat Republicans. How will that play and factor into things?
One of the overriding issues in this legislative session are the congressional candidates that are House members. You have two members of the Democrat caucus in the House running for Congress, the former House minority leader in the House running for Congress, the Senate president running for Congress. And so naturally that's going to have put a lens on the session. And my hope is that we can accomplish what we should accomplish for the people of Colorado, pass a responsible budget, and then allow the politics of these congressional campaigns to take their place out on the campaign trail where they should be.
The Colorado Supreme Court picked Democratic drawn maps for state house boundaries and congressional district boundaries. Republicans have said the process was flawed. They've called some of the Democratic maps vindictive. What's your take on that, and how are people in your caucus feeling?
The Democrats were vindictive, and it is unfortunate that they decided to play that game. Public doesn't like it. They expect us to be more mature, and the Democrats decided that they were going to take a different route. The effect that that has on this legislative session is going to be minimal. Mark Ferrandino, who's the new Democrat leader in the state house, he and I are good friends. We work well together, so I don't anticipate having any spillover from that into what happens in the state house. But the Democrats, because they were vindictive, they attempted to cause mass chaos in our caucus by drawing several of our incumbents together. That's not going to happen, and we're going to move forward in a workmanlike manner and focus our efforts on job creation and economic growth.
One of the things that's moving forward right now is a task force talking about restructuring Pinnacle Assurance and making that privatized. A lot of people I've talked to in the business community have said they like how the system works currently, and they have concerns about privatizing the workers' compensation insurance company. What's your take? What are you hearing?
Our view on this hasn't changed. We continue to look at it from the perspective of the small businesses that pay into the system. And any deal that is developed by Governor Hickenlooper will have to meet that test. Show us that it works. Show us that this deal that you've constructed makes sense for small businesses. And if Governor Hickenlooper can do that, then it's something that could pass muster down here.
What else are you looking to see from Governor Hickenlooper? I know when he was first sworn in, he talked about regulatory reform. That's something that didn't happen last session. Are you going to be looking to him for leadership on that, or are there other issues you want to see him step up and do?
We look forward to a continued, good, positive working relationship with the governor. I think that's one thing that surprised a lot of people was how well we could work together here under the Gold Dome, having our differences, but overcoming those differences and working together where we could find common ground, and we certainly expect that to continue. We are going to have an agenda aimed at regulatory reform, addressing specifically unnecessary and overly burdensome regulations that really restrict job growth and hurt small businesses. To the extent that the governor is willing to partner with us on that and show leadership on it, where we think we lost the opportunity last year because he didn't, but willing to join us and show that type of leadership, it will help small businesses and it will help Colorado's economic recovery.
Do you have any specifics about a certain bill and what it might do?
One thing, and Greeley came up about the regulatory treadmill. A permit is put in for processing, the rules change, they have to pull that permit back, comply with the new rules, submit it. And so some of these businesses have been on that regulatory hamster wheel for 5-7 years.
That was Speaker of the House Frank McNulty. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.
I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.